Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the channel. Look, you know, we talk about con men of all time, con women of all time, quite frankly, equal opportunity for everybody. And today, you guys are going to absolutely die about this. I'm late to the story, to be honest, but it's so good that I decided I'd cover it anyways. Basically, YouTube won a free speech award sponsored by YouTube. What is this world come to? Let's go to the board. I got to show you guys this. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the $10 million studio. I'm your host, CoffeeZilla. And yes, we're talking about YouTube today. Listen, I love YouTube. They do a lot of great things. You can say a lot of positive things about them. Freedom of speech just ain't one of them, right? Like giving people a platform, you know, for entertainment, making silly, goofy videos like this, right? It's like saying, look, what's Facebook good for? Good for grandma, right? Connecting with grandma. It has things that it does. But if you gave Mark Zuckerberg a privacy award, you'd be an idiot. Because every time you log in, like 20 Russians get soldier information. Everybody knows it, right? It's like giving Edward Snowden, you know, a secret keeping award. It's just not what he does. So when you give YouTube a freedom of speech award, everyone was like, what? What are you talking about? This freedom of expression award that they won from this Freedom Foundation or something like that. And then you go and you find out they sponsored the whole thing. They're the signature sponsor. So Susan's here like saying like, I'm honored, I'm, you know, all this. You paid for it. So what is this award? It's called the Free Expression Awards. They've been doing it for a while, but listen to their own description of what their award is. The Free Expression Awards recognize those who exhibit passion and dedication to free expression, including those who have taken personal or professional risks in sharing information with the public, are censored or punished by authorities or groups for sharing their work, or show courage by pushing boundaries in artistic and media expression. Ladies and gentlemen, YouTube has done none of these things. So the whole point of these awards is what you think. Like, it's like people who take risk. You know, one of the winners is Julia K. Brown, the person who exposed like the Epstein thing, right? One of the big Epstein reporters. She deserves the win. Susan Wojcicki? This lady's like one of the people cracking down on people. I mean, I think you'd win an award from fighting, you know, with YouTube about censorship or something like that. Not from being the corporate behemoth that censors a bunch of people. And yes, I am biting the hand that feeds me, and it is probably a mistake. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. It's too funny not to cover. Look in the video, which is supposed to be celebrating free speech, right? But the first thing they talk about is the fact that they're removing content, and that's the reason they're getting this award. Check this out. This is amazing, dude. It's incredible.
And that has been my number one priority. We're removing content that violates our policies.
The number one priority is removing stuff. And that's who you gave the free speech award to. Look, the dislikes in this thing are brutal. I mean, look, you can't even see the like to dislike ratio, but don't worry, you won't be able to see the dislike soon. So don't worry about this, YouTube. So yeah, they make this video. First thing they talk about is removing, and then they don't stop.
If I summoned into these four different R's, the first one would be remove, which is that we're always updating our policies. And when content is violative of any of the policies, unfortunately, we need to remove it. So we removed 9 million videos last quarter, and almost all of them, over 90%, we remove with machines.
9 million videos. And this is what you choose to talk about during your free speech award acceptance? You're like, look how many we got rid of, and they're all machines.
We've created a machine state. We're removing videos automatically.
How could this possibly be something you talk about? At least hide it. Have the decency, like, let's say you give BP Oil, you know, a green climate award. You wouldn't expect them to talk about their biggest oil spill during the acceptance of that award. Like, at least have the tact to understand where you are and be like, look, hey, we would never, like, just lie, right? Just lie. Instead, it's like, first thing up on our plan, remove. It's like giving Xi Jinping a humanitarian award, and the first thing he says is like, the way I've created peace in my society is with the four I's. The first I being internment camp. And you're like, okay, wait, back up? This is so weird, man. It's such a bizarre thing to be watching. It's mostly like right-wingers that have been covering this, but it's everybody that's being affected, which is why I'm talking about it, because this show is not political. But everyone is affected by this, not just a guy on one side of the political spectrum or the other. You guys need to understand that you should care about this issue of free speech, like real free speech, regardless of where you sit on the fence. She talks about something called borderline content.
It's borderline. And so for that content, we'll just reduce, meaning we're not going to recommend it to our users. It's still on the platform, but it's content that is not necessarily recommended by our platform.
I love this, dude. This is actually my favorite part of the whole thing. And I think she deserves some kind of an award for this performance. How can you say with a straight face, look, it's on our platform, we just don't recommend it, when your whole platform is a recommendation algorithm? It's like Netflix being like, yeah, it's in our catalog, we just never show it to anybody. It's like, wait, this makes no sense. This is why you guys should care, though. Look, left, right, center, whatever, apolitical, you should care about this issue of borderline content and YouTube reducing it, because this is one of the most frustrating things as a creator, is we can't talk about anything, dude. I make stories all the time. I say I can't run it. Nobody's going to see it. It's not because it's going to be demonetized even. There's this new thing. They don't even recommend the content to the people who want to see it. Look, so a few examples of people who are not on the right talking about this, because I feel like it's only people on the right talking about it. I don't want to just go from that perspective. So here's David Pakman talking about borderline content for a second.
Now the terms we have to interpret are borderline content and what it means that YouTube claims that they are succeeding, that their policy is working to stifle borderline content. Because when they talk about borderline content, it's not just white nationalist stuff. It's not just hate speech. It's all the independent news content like our channel that gets wrapped up with the hate content and not recommended, and it crushes us. When YouTube now says that this is working, what they mean is the algorithm changes they've made are correctly recommending corporate content over ours, and it's a disaster.
That's absolutely right. Like, content just gets tagged borderline. You have no way of knowing that, and you have no way of correcting or appealing that, and then you don't get recommended to anyone. And look, Philip DeFranco says the same thing. Check it out.
But suppressing the flow of news coverage, suppressing the flow of information, isn't the answer. This isn't a you cracking down on misinformation story or situation. This is you looking at news coverage and going, that's too mature for everybody. But that's the world out there right now. That's how you scare people away from trying to keep those in power accountable. If people know you're going to kill their video and you're killing videos because they are talking about serious accusations, how can you hold people accountable? People are just not going to bring to light serious stories.
That's right. Look, this is YouTube's golden boy, dude. There's no one YouTube's a bigger fan of than Philip DeFranco, and he's out here saying, look, even my show isn't corporate enough for YouTube. Even my show, I can't even do my show about certain topics, because I know YouTube's not going to run with it. This is like the most non-controversial creator ever saying, I have to censor myself. So the irony of YouTube coming on and being like, look, guys, hey, free speech award. And the first thing they talk about is removing content, censoring content. It's like, how did this ever get aired? Because again, you could say a lot of positive things about the way they've led their company. It's become very monetarily successful, right? People do very well with, you know, running ads, all that, running entire media corporations like Linus Tech Tips or Philip DeFranco show, or, you know, all these big, like almost corporate shows now. That's great, but you can't say they're a free speech platform. I would say that this is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen, and I just wanted to call a little bit of attention to it, because I love YouTube as a platform, but I wish they would do more for free speech instead of this whole game where they're trying to, you know, I guess project giving themselves an award and hoping all of us believe it. But I just wanted to talk about this. I hope this issue matters to you guys. It matters to me. I mean, I'm just waiting for the day that they crack down on my channel. It's inevitable, the kind of stuff we talk about. But it is really sad that YouTube can just pay for an award like that. You would think that you would have to earn it. But yeah, I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Do you think they deserve this award? Back to the regular kind of content tomorrow. We talk about fake news of all kind, though. Not just the people lying to you about a Harvard speech, but the people lying to you about a free speech award. But that's basically it. Thanks for watching. See you next time.
I know what you mean. This ain't what it seems. Nothing but a trick trying to sell me on a dream. But that was where you lost me. Wake up and smell the coffee.